views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, Sierra and Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and wellness, because every week on Lucid Planet Radio, we've got some of the most amazing and gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And you can find out more on thelucidplanet.com. Stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com's iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, etc. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio, and you can also connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you, Facebook and Twitter, Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, as well as my weird and wonderful life that you can follow on my new Instagram at The Lucid Planet. You can also visit the website, thelucidplanet.com, to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else for the show, as well as how to become an advertising partner that reaches our extensive audience across over 11 million homes in the U.S. I also have a big announcement to make about 2017 very soon, so stay tuned for that. But what I really want to say right now is, it's fall and it's getting really chilly, especially here in Colorado. Oh my goodness. It's that time of year where the leaves are almost off the trees. The days are getting shorter and we might just be feeling our energy starting to slump. I know I am definitely affected by the season change. I get less sun, less exercise, less human contact. And I always am asking myself, what can I do to keep my energy levels high and feel great even as the winter is setting in? And I have a really incredible and a very inspiring guest today who is going to share with us her five keys to unlimited energy and vitality and what you can do in 5 minutes, five times per day, to get instant energy. I am all for that. I have a short attention span, so 5 minutes sounds absolutely perfect. My guest today is Dr. Marilyn Joyce. She is the Vitality Doctor, and she is an internationally acclaimed speaker, writer, radio, and television personality who for more than 40 years has been one of the world's leading authorities on nutrition and lifestyle for the prevention of overcoming cancer and other degenerative illnesses. She is a registered dietitian. She has her doctorate in psychology and biochemistry and human nutrition, and she is the author of several best-selling books, including 5 Minutes to Health, I Can't Believe It's Tofu, and her most sought-after book, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. And that's really what we're going to be focusing on today. The other thing that's absolutely amazing about my guest today is that she is a 5-time cancer survivor, and today I hope that she will share with us some of the techniques that she used to bring herself back from being 88 pounds in a wheelchair with only a week to live to a 27 plus year thriver. So, wow, talk about a story. Talk about really embodying the teaching. So on that note, I would love to please welcome Dr. Marilyn Joyce to the show. Welcome, Dr. Marilyn.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Kelly, for having me on your show. I'm very excited about this today.
Oh, me too. This is some really important stuff. And I think it's going to help a lot of people. A lot of us are struggling, or we've lost loved ones to cancer, or we're concerned about cancer. We're afraid of death. We're afraid of the suffering. And it seems, Dr. Marilyn, like your story is just incredible. You pulled yourself back from the brink. And I would just love to know what that was like and kind of what brought you out of that.
Wow, that's a really big question, Dr. Kelly. Why not start with the big one, right?
Why not?
Well, you know, it's an interesting journey. We never know what life has in store for us. And, you know, as I wrote about in all my books at some point, you know, it was one of those things where I was really truly at the top of my game when my world came crashing down. And I think if most of us look at our lives, whether it's an illness that does it, or we lose our job that we thought we were going to have forever, or we, you know, start a business that we think is it, and then, you know, the world crashes around us. It doesn't really matter what it is, but there's a time in our lives, I think, when you wake up and your whole world goes upside down. And at least once in our lifetimes, we'll have that happen. And for me, I was 35 years old, top of my game. I did not love the work I was doing. And I emphasize that because I think that that's a really key thing, you know, that I've learned is to do what you love, because if you don't, you're living a life that's a lie. And when you're living, you're out of balance. You're out of, you know, you're in dis-ease, which I believe leads to disease. And that's basically what happened for me. I was living this lie. I was at that point a divorced mom with two teenage kids. And anybody who's had kids knows that teenagers are a lot of work and a lot of, you know, concern. The bigger the kids, the bigger the problem, it seems. But so I was dealing with that. I was working at a job I hated, but I had risen to the top of my game and was invited to be a speaker at a big conference for my profession. And I was excited about that. You know, it was like, wow, that somebody wants to hear from me about how I got here. So I look in the mirror for the first time in probably, you know, months, because, you know, when you're busy with your life, you're looking in the mirror, but you're not really looking. You know, you're just slapping on a bit of makeup and heading out the door and doing what you have to do after you've taken care of the home. And that was my life. And I saw this spot under my eye, Dr. Kelly, and it was horrible looking. I mean, it would have been beautiful in the fabric of a dress for me, you know, black and purple. And, you know, of course, now I've just had my colors done by my image consultant, who said that black and purple are my colors. But at that time, I thought they were. And but this thing on my face was crusty and hard. And, you know, it was just, it suddenly appeared. And in my mind now, it had been growing for a while, but went to the doctor and said, get this thing off my face. Vanity took me to the doctor. That was the truth. If it weren't for the fact that I was going to be speaking, it might have been longer before I noticed it, and it might have been deeper and more serious. But we got this melanoma, as it turned out. We got it in the early stages. However, I had another thing going on, which they kept for 2 years plus. They were misdiagnosing as PMS, premenstrual syndrome, which many people called pissing and moaning syndrome at that time. But whatever it was, you know, that's what they had misdiagnosed it as. And I think because I was diagnosed with melanoma, they then took the step to, as I was doubled over with pain yet again, they took the time to really look at the situation and did more serious testing to discover that it was uterine cancer stage 4. I was only 35 years old. Yeah. Wow. And now that does run in my family. Two of my great aunts had been diagnosed with this and had died from it, but they were much older. This was back in the 80s. This had been considered an older woman's illness. Today, in my practice, I have had women as young as 32 and 33 with uterine cancer. I've had girls as young as 12 with breast cancer. So, you know, what we used to call older women's illnesses are now younger women's illnesses.
I really want to know more about that, but maybe we'll come back to that a little bit later in the show of why that's happening, because I really want to hear your story.
I'd love to address that too, Dr. Kelly. Cool. But, you know, what happened was that I went through, like everybody, you know, I was in the medical field. So I was told I needed chemotherapy. And back then, that's basically what they did. And it was bolus chemotherapy. And after 3 rounds of chemotherapy, quite frankly, I was pretty sure that I was not going to survive. And, you know, nowadays we talk about that. And we say most cancer patients don't die from cancer. They die from malnutrition.
Right, they die from,
and that was, exactly. And that's where I was going very quickly. I mean, I was not holding anything down. I was talking to the great white telephone in the bathroom more than I was doing anything else. if you get my drift there. So, you know, basically I gave it up and I said, okay, I'm just going to look for something else. And that was the beginning of the journey into alternative therapies. Now, fortunately, I had had beginnings in yoga back in 1970 through 72 and had a yoga school and actually had done yoga before that in North America, but that was in India. So, you know, I was one of those hippies who would never have admitted it back then, but I was basically a roaming hippie who traveled the world hitchhiking when it was safer to do that. And so, you know, I had a background in alternative ways of taking care of yourself, but I had forgotten it. You know, I got wrapped up in being a mom and going to school and getting my degrees, working in, you know, the medical world as I had come to know it. And so I kind of fallen away from it. But you know how it is? It's like, okay, this isn't working. What else can I do? And you're scrambling and searching for whatever could maybe save your life. And I literally left no stone unturned, Dr. Kelly. It was really one of those things where I was out there searching for the magic bullet, the miracle cure. Now, did I find a magic bullet or miracle cure? Not really. I found, you know, strategies and systems that helped me stay alive long enough to discover what really saved my life. So that, I think that was the good news. And basically a lot of those things that are out there are really good methods and systems, which I use even with my patients today, but we use a much more holistic approach. And that was really what I learned during this journey, was that oftentimes what the medical world does is it divides us up into a physical, an emotional, a mental, and a spiritual part. You know, so four different parts of us instead of the whole being. And so what separates the work that, and you know, what I learned in my journey was about the whole being through the different things that I studied, researched, et cetera. And with the, you know, the background I have, I was a natural researcher. So I was always looking for something more. What's the next step? This didn't work. What can I do next? Until in 1989, I found myself 88 pounds in a wheelchair, given less than 2 weeks to live, and I could not eat or drink anything. And I was literally, I could only suck on ice chips. And so that was a point at which I was probably on the verge of giving up. But fortunately, because of my support system, I'm here.
And I can't wait to really delve into what this holistic approach is like and the way you pulled yourself back and really talking about how we're going to integrate mind, body, spirit, and how that really is like the true way forward. So when we come back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, we're going to hear a lot more from Dr. Marilyn Joyce about this amazing transformation and also about how to use these techniques and strategies that she's developed to have instant energy. So stick with us and we will be right back after the break.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I've got the amazing Vitality Doctor, Marilyn Joyce, here, and she has been sharing her incredible story of really going absolutely to the brink. For those of you who are just tuning in, when we left Dr. Marilyn, she was 88 pounds in a wheelchair with 2 weeks to live, eating ice chips because she couldn't really have any other nutrition, couldn't keep any other food down. And Dr. Marilyn, what happened that brought you from that place? What pulled you out of it? And what did you learn that you've been sharing with all of your clients and patients over the years?
That's a beautiful question, Dr. Kelly, because really I did learn a lot. And I was kicking and screaming. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I was dragged off to a home show, you know, and that's what I called a miracle weekend in my life, because quite frankly, I was, like I said, on the verge of giving up. But I was dragged off to this home show, the last place on the planet that I wanted to go, you know, Boise, sure. Ruckus, huge place, you know, like a convention center up in Toronto, Canada. And there we just wheeled that wheelchair in, and right in front of me was this really good looking young man. And his name was Jim. And I don't remember his last name, but Jim the Vitamix Man. And He looked at me and said, so, you know, would you like to try some of this stuff? And I said, not if you don't want to be embarrassed. And I don't want to be embarrassed. And he said, so can you suck on ice chips? You know, we had a little more conversation, but that's what it boiled down to. And I said, yeah, actually, that's all I can do. And he said, good, I've got something for you. And he very carefully, with, you know, plastic gloves on and whatever else, he created this ice chip drink that was, or ice chip, not drink, but ice chip slush, that was made from cantaloupe fruit and cantaloupe seeds. And he very carefully removed that from the skin, which of course is very contaminated because of the porosity of the skin, and then put that into this machine called a Vitamix. I refer to it as a 2-horsepower lawnmower for food. You can put anything in that thing and it'll break it down
them.
To the finest form.
Yeah,
I do too.
I love that. It's so fun.
I know. It just takes everything and just makes it into whatever you want it to be. And so he created this slush and handed it to me. And it was the first thing that had stayed down that had nutrition in it for months. And so I had that. And it wasn't until years later, I just want to do a quick aside, that I started to research, why was this so powerful? I mean, I outlived my prognosis by about 4 weeks. It was 6 weeks later that my daughter and I looked at this and said, wow, you're alive. And I outlived that less than 2-week prognosis, right? And it was really looking at that whole aspect of hope that had come from that, for sure. I know a lot of people put the word hope down. I think hope's a great word. It gave me hope
too.
And it gave me the sense of possibilities, right? But flipping forward years later, when we were reviewing what was so significant about that combination, we realized that most developed countries throw the seeds out. But in the developing countries in the world, they actually take those seeds and roast them and eat them because they're so nutritious. And he was putting those into this smoothie into this ice chip form, which later we made into smoothies as I was able to tolerate more liquid forms. but that contained essential fatty acids, magnesium, calcium, potassium, iron, iodine, you name it. The seeds are packed full of nutrition. So that was one of the things that we didn't, you know, years later we reflected on when I was working as director of nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Now, going back to that weekend, that was the first day. The next day, I was dragged off to see Dr. Bernie Siegel. And a little more optimistically, because at least I had some nutrition going into my body. But still, why am I doing this? So we go to this event, and there were, I think, 900 people attending this event. It was humongous. And they put me at the front because I was in a wheelchair. And Dr. Bernie Siegel came over at the break and said, you know, what's going on? And we had our conversation about what was happening. And he asked me if I'd ever done a gratitude journal. And I looked at him like he was out of his mind. I'm dying here. You're asking me what I'm grateful for? What have I got to be grateful for? And he reminded me that some people have blocks on their shoulder, not just chips. And I was one who have blocks. And so he encouraged me to go out and do a gratitude journal and focus. He told me, you know, well, he actually taught in the class, what you focus on expands. Now, I had maybe heard this before, but I hadn't really understood it. You know, when you focus on the negative, what happens? You stub your toe, you drop the coffee pot, and it just goes from bad to worse, right? But if you wake up in the morning and you have a smile on your face, you know, somehow, if you smile at someone, they smile back, and, you know, things just seem to flow in a different direction. Well, that was the gratitude journal. And he said, even if you can only come up with the same thing five times initially, do it, right? You know, five things, five times. And then gradually, as you focus on that, things will start to expand. So the first day I'm up in, when you're talking about the cold weather and so on, I was up in Canada at that time, the middle of winter, Dr. Kelly, and it was overcast and dull for about the fourth month in a row. And I'm looking out the window and I said, God, if you want me to do this gratitude journal, you got to give me a sign. And so about maybe at most 5 minutes later, the sun shone through the clouds. And it was just for a few seconds. But to me, Dr. Kelly, that was a sign. Yeah. You know, I mean, there are certain things you just know they're signs from somewhere else. And and so I wrote, Dear God, you know, God is whatever God is for you. But for me, that's the term I use. And so, Dear God, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun five times. But at the end of the month, I wrote 138 gratitudes, and every single one of them was different. And I'm alive today and have lived an amazing life, not without ups and downs. I mean, life is about ebbs and flows, right? But definitely a life I'm grateful for because of the people in my life. I mean, because when you go through anything like that, you become more real, more authentic, more what matters now, you know, kind of thing. And so what I've had in my life has been filled with meaning, and when it's not anymore, I move on to the next thing. You know, it's like constantly growing, constantly expanding. But that came from that experience. So right there were two of my keys, you know, out of the five keys in one weekend. And then, of course, I worked with Dr. Bernie Siegel, and the rest is history. I'm here, and I've worked with thousands of patients around the world and shared the things that I learned during my journey and also have expanded upon as a result of the work with people over the years.
Absolutely. Well, I always believe that the worst things that happen to us become the best thing that ever happened to us. Yeah. And, you know, because you had this incredibly intense and traumatic and challenging experience, you now have been able to pass on so much wisdom and healing to so many other people and have empathy and understanding. And those five keys are very powerful.
Yes, they are. They really are. And I wish I could say that I was the one who created them. I mean, I created the format they're in now. But from a download from the universe, of course. But, you know, truly, they're simple keys, simple.
So let's talk. We have a couple minutes to the break. Let's put those out there. I'd love for you to share your format of the keys with our listeners today.
Well, that's a great question as well, Dr. Kelly, because really, truly, when I wrote Instant Energy, it was not an acronym. I wrote the book. I sent it off to the publisher on Thanksgiving morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and thought it was done. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. with energy is an acronym. And I'm like, no, I am not getting out of bed. This is my day to enjoy and have peace and have a bath and eat food and watch movies and not do any work. I couldn't sleep. So I got up, went to the computer, and instantly it was within less than 5 minutes, I had it. It was energy as an acronym. E is for exhale fully. That was the first thing I learned in yoga. If you don't exhale fully first, you cannot fully inhale. So it's teaching people to breathe properly through fully exhaling so that they can fully embody the air that they take in. When they breathe in, that's the E, exhale fully. So it's all about breathing, which is you can't live without breath. And then the next one is N, nutrition excellence daily. And that includes the water that we consume as well. We need, you know, our body weight, half of our body weight in ounces in water every day. And if you're an athlete, you need more. Nutrition excellence daily, not monthly, not weekly, not Monday morning or New Year's Day. Daily. The next E is exercise for cellular rejuvenation. And that's a very, you know, exercise at the deepest level. The R is rest, relax, and rejuvenate, which most of us in the developed countries do not do a good job on. The G is for gratitude, attitude. And the Y is your five keys, because in my book, Instant Energy, I have hundreds of strategies for each of the elements of that meet those five keys. And it's finding the five that you will do, meeting you where you're at now, so that you can begin that journey back to optimal health or overcoming a major illness and then regaining your health, wherever you're starting from. That's it in a nutshell.
That's awesome.
A whole lot more of it.
There's so much more. We're going to take a quick break here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, Dr. Marilyn Joyce is going to share more with us about your five keys and also how to have instant energy in only 5 minutes, five times a day. So stick with us and we will see you right after this short break.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. His technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Dr. Marilyn Joyce talking about how to enhance your energy and also sharing her incredible story of thriving. And so before we continue, I just want to make sure, Dr. Marilyn, that everybody knows how to contact you to learn more about your books, your lectures, and how to get in touch with you.
Thank you so much for that, Kelly, Dr. Kelly. Probably the easiest way, and I do have a free gift for anybody that goes to this particular website, it's 5minuteenergytips.com. So it's the number 5minuteenergytips with an S.com. And so they'll get, you know, my 10 top tips, and the book is also available there. And when people actually invest in the book through that website or through drmarilynjoyce.com, which is the other one, if they invest in the book there, they get lots of free gifts that go along with it. They wouldn't get if they went directly to Amazon. Yeah.
Cool. We love free gifts. So everybody check that out. 5-minute energy tips and drmarilynjoyce.com. I want to talk about these 5-minute energy tips. And I guess one of the questions that I have with the book and going through stuff is the idea of things being instant energy. What does this mean to you, Dr. Marilyn?
Well, you know, it's not like taking a pill and having, you know, popping a pill and getting energy. It's not anything like that, because truly that's not sustainable. But it's finding, you know, what my patients have called me is the master of 5-minute healthy strategies that anyone can do anywhere, anytime. And so basically what that means is that if you have 5 minutes, you can literally energize yourself naturally with these specific strategies. And it's all based on those 5 keys, of course. And it's like learning how to do at least one of each of those 5 keys each day, whether it's the breathing. And I combine them too. So I've taught people how to do the rest, relax, and rejuvenate while they're doing the breathing. So one strategy simple strategy. If you've got a timer, and most people these days have some sort of timer somewhere, even if it's on their stove. But, you know, you put a timer on. I love the little 5-minute one. You can even get one at the dollar store for $1. So you get a little timer, set it for 5 minutes, put your feet up on that sofa that you save for special occasions, just start using it, and put your feet up, put some relaxing music on, and then breathe in to a count of 4, hold to a count of 4, and release to a count of 4. Do that for 5 minutes. And the breathing pattern is like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's a slow rhythmic breathing. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, it's really feeling the breath. And when you take the breath in and you're holding it, it's visualizing that breath, that clean air going through your body and revitalizing all of the tight, worn out parts. Or if you've got an illness such as cancer, it's focusing on that oxygenated breath or air going to the cancer cell and destroying it, because cancer cells do not thrive in an oxygenated environment. So it's really about getting that oxygen flowing through and focusing on it. And of course, you start off by exhaling fully first 3 times. So it's exhaling fully first 3 times and then going into that breathing pattern for 5 minutes. And I'll tell you, I've done this, Dr. Kelly, at events with 5,000 people in the audience. and we've only done it 3 times. We check in first before they start. We check in after 3 breaths. So we're only talking at most a minute, right? And people always talk about how much more energized they feel. So just imagine if you did that for just 5 minutes, then you can go back to your work. And so if you're feeling stressed out or overwhelmed, which blocks the flow of everything happening in your body, the minute you feel stressed out and overwhelmed, you have immediately blocked the efficiency of your digestive system, your respiratory system. Everything is blocked. The flow is blocked. The best thing you can do is shut that darn computer down, turn off your phone, or at least put it on mute, and go and put your feet up and do this for 5 minutes. And you'll come back and feel like a new person, and you'll get way more done than you would have if you hadn't taken that break.
I love that. I'm going to do it as soon as we get off the air, Dr. Marilyn. I'm pretty relaxed today, but like I was telling you, I drank a lot of yerba mate, so I'm a little caffeinated. So I'm going to kind of relax and breathe. And I'm curious, all of the 5 keys can be done in 5 minutes. Is that kind of the idea?
Well, each one can be done in 5 minutes. So, for example, when we say 5 minutes, 5 times a day, instant energy guaranteed, it's like taking each one of those, you know, 5 keys and taking one strategy from each. So out of the hundreds that are in instant energy, for example, you pick the one strategy for each key that you're willing to do right now. So, for example, when I work with a patient, we go over 3 or 4 different ones and say, okay, which one would you be most willing to incorporate right now? Because we want them to do it. I mean, if there's no point giving you something to do if you're not going to do it. So it's like finding what you're willing to do, right? And I mean, what I might do, one of my patients may not be willing to do right now. Now, granted, down the road, once you start doing them and you feel the difference, you're more willing to experiment more, right, and try different things. But if you just did one strategy for 5 minutes for the breathing, one strategy for the nutrition. So say, for example, you've had an abominable diet, which most Americans have, North Americans, then what do? We look at what is one thing that you would be willing to do? Maybe it's to incorporate a smoothie in the morning or mid-afternoon, whenever you're having that slump. Maybe that's what it will be for you. Or maybe it's to start, if you've been a meat eater all your life, which is very hard on your body to digest, you know, animal protein, then maybe what we'll do is substitute one meal today with a vegetarian meal, you know, so learning how to switch out and change to something. And all of the recipes in my book, you know, there's 200 of them, all of them are 5 to 15 minutes in preparation time. That was the key. If it can't be done quickly, like faster than it would take you to go to the drive-thru and buy something, sitting there for 20 minutes waiting for something, and then it's cold by the time you get home anyway, you might as well make a fast food meal at home, but a healthy fast food meal. People talk about fast food, and, you know, let's talk about an apple. You can't get faster food than that. You take the apple, you wash it, and you eat it, right? That's a pretty fast meal.
Yeah, I'm looking at my apple tree right now, and I got to go pick them all. I'm so excited.
I'm coming to visit.
I know, I'm so excited. So do you think that this is what stops a lot of people from kind of thinking that they can be vital and healthy every day, is that they feel like it's too much of a commitment, or they don't have the time, or that they're kind of like afraid of making all these changes? Yeah.
Yeah, this is every person that I've ever worked with says, before they start working with me, well, I really don't have it. I don't have the time, and I don't have the money. You know, it's really expensive to eat wholesome food. And I have a story that goes with that, because quite honestly, Dr. Kelly, years ago when I got home late at night from a speaking tour, I'd been on a tour for about 2 weeks, got home and all the health food stores were closed. I lived in Los Angeles at the time. And so I went to the local Ralph's grocery store that I had been going to for years and saying to the manager, if you had more organic here, I'd shop here more often. And I had all my patients go, my local patients, there and say that. I had all my friends go in and say that. So I get home this night and Ralph's was open till midnight. It was 10 o'clock at night. I drive straight to Ralph's. I think, well, I'll just grab a couple of items, right? Something to get me through the night. I got there and the assistant manager came up and he said, Dr. Marilyn, guess what? We have a whole organic section now. And I went over to that section. Yeah. And I filled up my cart, went to the checkout, and there was a little girl in front of me with her mom. And she said, Mommy, look, she's got all the things that we usually get. Or we get, you know, I don't know if she used the word usually. And the mother turned to me and blushed and said, oh my goodness, she said, I feel almost embarrassed, but we have family from out of town who just aren't into healthy eating. And so, you know, I've got all these package things. So we made a wager. It turned out she was one of the head people with the American Cancer Society that I wanted to go and speak to. And so we made a wager that my groceries would cost less than hers. And I had a full cart and she only had a few items, but they were all packaged processed things. Mine were all not. So anyway, long and short of it was my groceries came to 2 cents less. And that began my career.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Serendipity rules.
I mean, it was amazing to me because I had no idea if it was going to be right or not, but I just knew that people constantly say it costs more to eat healthy, and I'm here to dispel that myth right now, and that it takes a lot of time and effort. I'm here to dispel that one, too. If it can't be done in 5 minutes, Dr. Kelly, it's probably not going to get done by me. I'm a real fast and get it done, and the less processing, the better the food is for you, because the more processing, the less it is in its natural format. And that's where the maximum nutrition is.
Absolutely. I just think it's amazing the changes we've seen even in the last couple of years that places like Target now have, you know, across the country, massive organic section. I mean, it's like people are demanding change and you do vote with your dollar. And so if you want to see those healthy products, you go and you spend money where the healthy products are. We are changing. I mean, we're like the most obese country in the world and we have the highest incidence of all of these health problems from it. But a lot of people haven't had accessibility or education, but that really does seem to be changing in my opinion. And there's more interest than ever. Yeah. So that's a good sign, you know, and maybe a big part of it is recognizing that this doesn't have to be expensive and time consuming and very kind of like life distracting. This can just be an easy thing that you can integrate into your life. So I think that's just absolutely wonderful. We're going to take a break here. We're going to take a quick break. It goes by so fast, doesn't it? when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about applying all of this specifically to cancer patients and their caregivers, because this is something so many of us are affected by and so many of us want to help out with. So, and of course, Dr. Marilyn, you're an expert at this. So when we go back, more about this instant energy for cancer patients and also maybe a couple other little tips up your sleeve that you could share with us. So stick with us. And when we return, we will wrap up the break. We'll wrap up the show here with Dr. Marilyn Joyce on Lucid Planet Radio. So see you in a minute.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Dr. Marilyn Joyce, the Vitality Doctor, talking about some really amazing stuff, secrets to enhancing your energy in only 5 minutes per day. Wow, Dr. Marilyn, this has been such a great show. One thing that I really wanted to bring up is that, you know, one of your primary specialties is working with cancer patients and their caregivers, and these strategies for 5 minutes for instant energy, how do they apply to and benefit a lot of your patients?
Well, you know, it goes back to that whole process that we were talking about earlier where people, or that whole concept, I should say, where people say, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money. When you're a cancer patient and you're, a lot of them are, you know, very much where I was at, where they just have no energy. They might not be in a wheelchair, but they can't get out of bed. They can't move. They're just fatigued beyond compare. So no energy. The other aspect is they don't feel like eating much, and to even prepare stuff would take a long time. So then we flip to the caregiver, the loved one who's taking care of them. They might be out doing a full-time job. They come home and they're doing a full-time job when they come home. You know, they're cooking meals and preparing the person for bed, and they're doing all that extra work. They needed five-minute strategies. And when you're a caregiver, you need to take care of you. It's like that thing where on an airplane, they say, put your mask on first before you take care of anyone else. It's the same thing for the caregiver. You need to put that mask on of protection first, you know, energy building strategies that are going to help you get through your day. So it's what can you do in 5 minutes? So that's how that all came about. It was taking complex systems and processes and digesting them down or filtering them down into 5 minutes. Strategies that you can do to build your energy up and build your immune system up quickly and easily so that you're able to withstand whatever you're going through, whether it's the cancer journey or as the caregiver for the cancer patient.
It's absolutely true that you have to take care of yourself or you get very drained. And I think it's kind of natural for us to fall into forgetfulness about that. I can't, you know, selfishness is not necessarily a bad thing the way it's being portrayed, right? Sometimes you must be selfish with that energy first, and that makes you so much more effective. I know there's a great Buddha quote like that I just can't remember, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So do you think that, what do you think is the problem? I really wanted to come back to this, and I know we don't have a lot of time left, but what we were talking about with women coming down with forms of cancer younger and younger, and just people seeming to be sicker and sicker, what do you think is going on? And I know that's a topic for, we could do a whole show, but in a nutshell, do you have any thoughts about why this is happening and how people can, again, use these strategies to help offset that?
Absolutely, Dr. Kelly. That's a great question because, I mean, yes, it is one that we could spend a whole show on and probably a whole few shows on because it's so extensive. Yep. But in a nutshell, we are living in a world today where our food is not what it used to be. We have genetically modified organism-based foods. So it's not even real food in most cases. Nothing like what we used to have. The soil is depleted because of all of the excess use of pesticides and herbicides. So we don't have the same nutritional value even in the food that used to be very healthy and nutritious. So that's the food part. The water is contaminated. A lot of us are drinking water thinking it's really healthy out of a bottle. And the fact is, if you're using plastic bottles and they've either been frozen in the freezer or heated in the hot sun, you are taking in what we call xenoestrogens, which are cancer-causing agents. Then we have the electromagnetic frequencies all around us, and we haven't really got the tools yet to deflect those. We've got some tools, but most people don't know about them until it's too late. So it's learning what those are as well. And those are things that I talk about more in my seminars, because it wasn't so much a part of my book, Instant Energy. But, you know, it's all the environmental aspects of what we're living through, the air we're breathing, the water we're drinking, the food we're eating. Nothing is as optimally nutritious and healthy as it used to be, say, even 20, 30, and especially 50 to 70 years ago. I mean, when my grandparents were growing all their own food, the food was very, very high in nutrition, and it was coming straight from composted grounds, you know, where they used a lot of composting and they used a lot of natural fertilizers, and, you know, it was all grown without a lot of garbage. And so
I hear from my, I'm sorry to interrupt. I used to talk to my grandparents and even my older family members about how food used to even taste so much better.
Oh yeah.
And it's just so crazy to me. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true. I mean, you buy tomatoes today and you look at the cash crops of foods that are grown with GMOs, and we're talking corn, potatoes, even sweet potatoes now, unfortunately, wheat, tomatoes, onions, and taking a tomato, this is the primary example, take an organic tomato and eat a piece of that and then eat a piece of the tomato today that is grown commercially. There's no taste in the commercially grown tomato. It's horrible.
Oh,
Exactly.
I mean, we're not supposed to have them all year round, especially not in places like Colorado, you know, in order to preserve them. I heard they do all this stuff where they like kind of dye them and all this. Basically, I guess the take home message in a nutshell is we're being poisoned by our environment, and we need to do things that offset that. We need to be aware and not be in denial about it.
Exactly. And make the better choices. Buy organically. You know, people say it's more expensive. Not in the long run. It's not, because how much does it cost you when you get sick? And that's the key.
Absolutely.
Weigh it out. You know, the cost of being sick is a whole lot more expensive than a few cents more for organic. And organic has come down in price now, too.
It has. Well, when I studied, I took a class at Georgetown maybe 10, 15 years ago on food and nutrition. And back then, everyone, it was like 2002 maybe, everyone was saying organic was just a fad, you know, it was just a status thing. People wanted to feel better than other people. And I kind of was like, yeah, this sounds like BS. And now I'm at a place where not only can I tell the difference, but if there's something I want to buy and it's not available organically, I won't even buy it. I just won't eat it. I'm not going to buy the conventional one. And that might sound extreme to some people, but I genuinely can feel what's going into my body and the way that it's interacting with my system. And it's such an easy choice to make, like, especially, you know, it's fall, there's all these beautiful ingredients. Like here in Colorado, we've got lots of local organic potatoes and squashes and all this really nice stuff. So just, you know, think about what's happening locally and focus on that. You're going to have more nutrition in what you eat. So that's my little rant about
organic. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And go to the farmer's market. No, you're right on the mark there, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah.
Go to the farmer's market. Get to know the farmers. Get to know the people that are at the market and find out what they personally are growing and what they're eating. Because oftentimes that's a telling story right there. And most of them will tell you, well, this is organic and this is not. You know, but you have to get to know them first. You can't go in and say, is this organic? And then, you know, get mad if it isn't. But, you know, it's really about getting to know them, becoming friends with them, building a relationship. I mean, that's what life is about anyway, but it's building a relationship, and then you'll get the information you need. And the truth of the matter is, like you were saying, when you eat it, your body will feel the difference. And what most people don't realize is it takes 90 to 120 days to replace all of your red blood cells. And when you replace those red blood cells with healthier cells, what you're also doing is you're replacing the cellular memory. That's what we know through psychoneuroimmunology, which is my psychology specialty. So what we know is that if you can do that over 3 to 4 months, you will never want to go back to the other stuff, because you will taste the difference, feel the difference, and experience life in a different way.
Well, and that's really true for everything we're consuming and everything that's around us. We always have to remember that we are made of what we put into our bodies and in every way, mentally, spiritually, physically, what we consume creates us. It's not the other way around. Wow, we only have a minute left. Dr. Marilyn, we have a minute left. Any parting words of wisdom for our listeners out there? My goodness.
Thank you for that, Dr. Kelly, because I think one of the key things to remember, because people get caught up in guilt and fear and I've done this all wrong and now what's going to happen? I don't have any hope. I don't have any chance. Not true. I believe that when you don't know, God and the universe are really good to you and they give you a break. But once you know the truth and you don't follow, that's when the problems start. The disease begins.
Oh, wow.
Because you know internally. Yeah.
I love that.
Now is the day.
Yes.
Forget about yesterday. You know, it's gone. You can't do anything about it. It's like a canceled check. Yesterday's a canceled check. Tomorrow's a promissory note. Today is cash in hand. Spend it wisely.
I'm so into that. Dr. Marilyn Joyce, everyone, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing such great information. It's been great to have you on. Join me every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can also find out more at thelucidplanet.com. Next week, we're going to continue the focus on nutrition as I will have the cravings boss, Natalia Levy, on the show to help us really keep up that nutrition and get rid of those unwanted cravings just in time for Halloween and candy and the holidays and all that stuff. So we're going to stay on this health kick for a little while in October. Stay tuned for that. Thank you again to Dr. Marilyn Joyce, and I will see you next week. Light and love. Bye now.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.